Unit 3. Becoming independent. Getting started. Activity 1. Listen and read.
I can see that you and Huang Min have become close friends, Lan.
We have. I really like him because he doesn't rely on other people for help and isn't influenced by other people's opinions.
I see. So he's very independent.
Yes. He's also a very responsible student. He always completes his tasks on time and never needs to be reminded about assignments and other schoolwork.
Right.
He's also reliable. Last week, our group worked on a project and he was assigned the most difficult part of it. He tried very hard and did it well.
It's good to have a friend you can rely on. He seems very determined.
He is. Last month, we were given a very hard maths problem. While most of us gave up, he spent the whole night on it and solved it in the end.
That's amazing!
Yeah. Even our maths teacher was very surprised to read his answer. Another good thing about him is that he's self-reliant. He always tries to find solutions to his problems and seldom needs help from others.
His parents must be really pleased to have such a son.
Of course. He also helps around the house a lot. But he still has time to read, so he's well informed about what's happening around the world. It's interesting to talk to him.
I'll talk to him sometime.
Yes, you should. He's also very confident and decisive. He always believes in himself, and I really admire his ability to make decisions so quickly. He's a very independent person.
That's great! You're lucky to have a close friend like him.